It is now 11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock, and you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Sometimes you pick me up when I'm feeling so mixed up and confused, and you wanna go drop me like a hot potato. Girl, what am I gonna do? You mean to me, woman? Tell me, what am I gonna do? Oh, it's a hang up, baby, to be hung up on a woman like you. Remember when we met? No, we had a lot in common, it's true. Baby, I don't know where you're at, girl. Tell me now, what come over you? You do something mean, mean, voodoo. You got a monkey paw hanging over you. Yes, it's a hang-up, baby, to be hung up on a woman like you. You know I need you by my side, little girl. Let me tell you why, baby. Cause I gave you lots of money, little girl. Don't go daddy's bank. Don't you know I gave you a whole lot of love. And a baby, you didn't even tell me thanks. Thank you, you mean, mean woman. Thanks to you, honey, I'm really confused. Be hung up on a woman like you. Well, it's a hang up, baby. Be hung up on a woman like you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, entering hour two. For those of you who missed the fact that we started an hour earlier, and if you missed that fact, that means you should be playing with us more over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Just saying. But we've already had 1 hour of Bubbles in the Think Tank in an all-radio obituary episode. For better or for worse, it's been all right. I think it's been all right. You know, we always have a little bit of a backup this time of year, so it's very important to stay on top of things. Always important. Did you know the bee's knees are next week? The bee's knees are next week. It's a collection of things that Belinda bought in 2018 that she liked that were released in 2018. It's an honor, you know, to be a bee's knee. So I've heard. But that'll be rolling in next week, so stay tuned for that. But tonight, we're, like I said, in this radio obituary extravaganza, 3 hours. Probably the first time we've ever done it on purpose. I'm not going to say. It's never been done. Yet I am confident that we will not be hitting the record number of obits in a night. I am confident that that will not happen because we're taking our time with some of these. It's nice. It's nice. Anyway, we should probably get back into this. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, I decided to break up these obits tonight into three separate categories. The first was a set of things that seemed more appropriate for the classic Rock Mine audience, although not strictly or even in any way classic rock. It just seemed more relevant. That's all. Moving into this second hour, we're going to get into more of the silliness of this week's obits. And then in the third hour, I don't know what to call it. So just stay tuned and see how that goes. There's still silliness in there, just as there was in the first hour. So don't think you're getting off silly Scott free here, because it's not going to happen. All right, let's get to the radio obituary. For Lord Superior, the veteran Calypsonian from Rio Claro. He just passed away. Do I have an age on him? I don't know that I do. I'm sure I could find one if I needed to. Yeah, I wasn't well prepared for this. You'd think with all the work I put in on this show, I'd be much better off. But I'm not. Calypso Master, Lord Superior, just passed away. It's a radio obituary just for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Walk around, you're going to hear the talk from the small town all the way to New York. Trinidadians crying how Calypso is dying, and it's only so they buy it. But let me put them all straight, because I'm an optimist. I know Calypso is great and it will long exist. And all of them who saying so, friends, little do they know that all of them go dead before Calypso. I see this same Calypso has outlived rock and roll, and Calypso will outlive soul. Brother, more parts will come back when they are gone. This same Calypso will be carrying on. An unusual guy, Calypso and Pan, for him they can live or die. This man is so unconcerned, I don't know when he'll learn to appreciate what's his own. Just give him something foreign, good Lord, he will buy that fast. Well, he don't care one thing, though it may be second class. Once the radio or TV says from a next country, said to himself, it must be good for me. Yet for all, this same Calypso has outlived rock and roll, and Calypso will outlive soul. Brother, more parts will come back when they are gone. This same Calypso will be carried on.
This is Caribbean.
Packed up in January, they dancing non-stop, they Calypso crazy. Once it is carnival time, they going out their mind. Every Calypso song's fine. But when the carnival done and they discard the band, it is no more fun. Calypso lose its class. Tell me, how could a song be great in February, and soon as March come, lose its quality? Brother man, this same Calypso has outlived rock and roll, and Calypso will outlive soul. Oh yes, more parts will come back when they are gone. This same Calypso will be carried on.
Every breath that it sheathes, believe that if you please. A woman like Lucilla, say she loving superior. Well, friends, I never hear more. You go hear where she likes to go. Cause you're short and comfy.
I love you.
You never have money.
I love you.
You can't dance like a dance.
I love you.
You ain't have a straight front. Never win Calypso King. But that doesn't mean nothing but for love. You ain't the only man who could give me satisfaction. Doris called me shorty, true that she don't want me. She say how I'm broken, she a woman for nothing. Well, this time the love is proud, just watch she and start to laugh, yeah. I can't tell you what he got. I know I love him a lot. Cause you're short and comfy.
I love you.
You never have money.
I love you.
You don't dance like a dance.
I love you.
You ain't have a straight band. Never win Calypso King. But that doesn't mean nothing. For love, I got a shaky hand. He could give me satisfaction. Big shot Mr. Tommy, he run and engage you. Buy big house, big hunting, even a diamond ring. Lavish preparations made still, Tommy didn't make the grade. The morning of the wedding, she come down by me crying. Cause you're short and comfy.
I love you.
You never have money.
I love you.
You're so dance, da, da, da.
I love you.
You ain't have a straight band. Never win Calypso King. That doesn't mean nothing. But she don't know he's a shiny man who does give she satisfaction.
The radio obituary for Bob Einstein, the American actor, comedy writer, and producer known for creating and performing the satirical stuntman character Super Dave Osborne. He was also known for his roles as Marty Funkhauser on Curb Your Enthusiasm and Larry Middleman on Arrested Development. He got his start as a writer on several television variety shows, including the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour and the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour. He was the son of radio comedian Harry Einstein and brother of Albert Brooks. Bob Einstein just passed away at 76. We're going to look at a couple of things that he at least had a likely hand in writing. Pretty sure. Definitely adjacent. But that's what we're going to do for the radio obituary for Bob Einstein right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm here to talk about health and physical fitness. Personally, I've always been a bug on physical fitness. I find there's nothing like getting up in the morning and running around the block for an hour. Really stirs things up and gets that heart pumping and the blood racing through those arteries. Of course, you can get the same effect watching dirty movies. It seems sort of silly starting the day that way. Now, it's true that some of us are more fortunate than others. Many people have looked at me and said, well, it's okay for Paulson to say, since God gave him such a beautiful body. And they're right. I'm muscled from the top of my head to the tip of my chin. Everywhere you turn today, you hear our country criticized. They complain that you can't breathe the foul air, that the streets aren't safe to walk on, that the government is full of crooks, that our cities are an overcrowded, ugly mess of poverty, hunger, and filth. Picky, picky, picky. I say there is only one United States of America, and we should never forget it. As a country, we're great. As a people, we're great. It's just that as individuals, we stink. So, let's all go out and do some jogging.
Oh, I like to jog along in the, out here in big, beautiful Griffiths Park here. The dawn's early light. Jogging on alone with the dew on the leaves and the fresh air. Pain in your side. There it is, right under the heart. Oh, well, the left arm's okay. Oh, this jogging's something else really great. Oh, hi, fellow jogger. Oh, yeah. You out here for your health? No, for money, stick 'em up.
Guess what we're gonna do?
Guess what we're gonna do?
Guess what we're gonna do?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be anything, Tommy.
No, take a guess. This is going to surprise my brother. Go ahead, take a guess.
Well, there's 100 things we could do. You really want me to guess?
Yeah, okay, but there's thousands of things, but take
a
guess.
We're going to go swimming.
No, not going to go swimming.
We're going to read poetry.
No, guess again.
I know. We're going to dance.
Nope, we're not going to dance.
Gee, I don't know, Tommy. Why don't you give up and tell me?
Okay, I give up. What are we going to do?
We're going to sing.
That's right. Now, remember, we're going to sing exciting songs of controversy and pungent social comment. Songs dealing with modern man and his struggle upward in the morass, the deep, dark morass of society, bringing us in the complex society of decadent society. The songs will be pungent, rich, full-bodied with pungent social comment and controversy dealing
Tommy,
with the issues of today.
No, we're not either. We're going to sing a song, right, but they're going to be... It's going to be a happy song that was on the hit parade around 30 years ago.
It's going to be
a frothy little catchy number.
Full of pungent social comment
and controversy. No, we're going to do a little ditty that's going to make everybody happy, Tommy.
I'm not.
You're not what, happy?
I'm not going to sing a song, a silly song.
Tommy,
I only sing songs that have meaning.
You're going to sing what I ask you to sing or you're not going to sing at all.
Then I won't sing at all. I just prefer to be either, as the phrase goes, to have or not to be. So you go ahead and sing by yourself.
Okay. I hope you enjoy this happy little song of about 30 years ago. Hit it, Louie.
Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave the price a downward shove.
You know, Dick, there's a groovy little story behind that song.
Oh. Thanks for joining in, Tom. Tell the folks. They'll be happy to hear.
This happy little song first became popular in the 30s, during the Depression, when the capitalist warmongers were taking advantage of the hapless masses. Capitalist warmongers with their capped teeth and glistening cigars in their mouth, where the red mass was wooing the people with crummy tomatoes and rotten potatoes and secondhand succotash.
Now, wait a minute.
This is a...
Hey. I beg to differ with you on that song. That song says nothing of that. It's a happy song.
Dickie.
Tomatoes are cheap.
Dickie.
Potatoes.
To me.
Now's the time to fall in love. It's a song of love. It's not a song of hate like you said it is.
It's not a song of
You're
hate.
You're all mixed up,
It's a song of pungent social
It's
comment.
Not either a song
to
of...
To me, it is a song of pungent social comment.
To you, it may be. To me, it isn't. But if that's the way it is to you, and you're going to have to comment on it, we'll sing another song. Louis, hit it.
The shame of our cities, all tinsel and glamour, neon lights blaring into the night and painted women with ruby lips.
Right.
And powdered things.
Stop
listening
it.
Teeth for the slum areas of the city and the disrupting the rioting and for the inequities of life
Tommy,
with
wait a
people
minute.
People striving to
you
live
just
in
shut up for a minute. One minute. You just shut
I
up.
I rest my case.
It's about time you rest your case. You have no case whatsoever.
My case
now
is
why
rested.
Why do these songs affect you so?
Because they are
why
full of pungent...
Why can't you enjoy them?
They are full of pungent social comment.
No, wait a minute. There is no pungent social comment. Chicago, that toddling town.
Shame What's, of our cities.
It doesn't say that in the song.
I say it. Because I hear, I read, I know I know when the sounds of the city come to me, I know. I know it's not just the picture on the paper.
Tommy, you've got to accept the beauty. Now, I'll sing a song that I guarantee you cannot find anything wrong with it because everybody loves this song. Hit it, Louis.
Be listening.
Oh, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. I'll go with you in number. We're the greatest in the land. Oh, there's Hinnigan, Killigan, Dannigan, Hennigan.
Okay, hold it.
Oh, wait, hold.
Didn't hear one Jewish name in there. You really stepped into it that time, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you launch into a song full of the worst kind of controversy.
What's
There's not one Chinese, one Italian, one Greek. I didn't hear anybody in there.
Of course you didn't, because they're all Irish.
There wasn't one Pellucci, one Rabinowitz, one Hayakawa. I bet you there isn't even one colored person in that band.
You know what? I bet you are right, because it's an all-Irish band.
Oh, you're in for it now, boy. Did you start a controversy there?
Now, what did I start?
You're going to be hearing from the NAICP.
Now, what is that?
The National Association for Advancement of Irish Colored People.
I give up. I give up, Tommy. You're right. You know, you got to realize these songs were written a long time ago. They were written about 30 years ago.
That's true.
They were happy songs.
Yes.
And we could get away with suppressing a lot of these minority groups and not letting them into bands and things like that.
Yes.
But today it's different, right?
Right.
So we must update these songs. That was your point. You wanted Potatoes Are Cheaper updated, Chicago updated, and this one updated.
That's right.
Okay, we'll do that. Hit it, Louis.
Oh, there's Hennigan, Finnegan, Flanagan, Hannigan, Donahue, and McCohen.
Palucci and Suzuki and Metropolis and Cohen. Oh, there's every race and creed and nationality in the land. And they all march together in Sergeant Pepper's Integrated Band.
Continuing on to the radio obituary for Roger V. Burton. He was a jazz trombonist who played with many musical icons, including Peggy Lee, Nat King Cole, Johnny Ray, the Ink Spots, and more. He was a regular on Ernst Gold Studio Recordings for Films, as well as the Hoagy Carmichael Show on NBC. Roger V. Burton just passed away at 90. You'll be surprised what I play for him in this radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. No, you won't.
The prairie is a very quiet land today. There's little opportunity for song, since everyone is out to lend a hand today. You wonder how the doggies get along. There's nobody home on the range. There's nobody home on the range. All the ladies and the gents now are all working in the fence now, and there's nobody home on the range. There's nobody home on the range. No, there's nobody home on the range. No more six-gun highfalutin, it's a rivet gun they're shooting, and there's nobody home on the range.
The Hatfields and McCoy gave the service all their boys, and they're fighting side by side for a change.
For a change.
So there's nobody home on the range. There's nobody home on the range.
All the pistol-packing mamas are a Douglas building bombers, so there's nobody home on the range.
There's nobody left on the range. There's nobody left on the range.
Grandma doesn't ride her gelding, she's out at Lockheed or Weldon.
And there's nobody home on the range.
Yeah.
and they're spread with that delicious you know what,
you know what. Won't you please include the phrase, you know what is mayonnaise? Everybody will like it a lot.
Listen, Keating, while you're bleating, name the product they're all eating. Say it's new made, or I'll put you on the spot.
No! If he mentions it again, we'll all be shot.
You all put up with so much from me. So very much. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're in the throes of an all-radio obituary episode. I guess I should probably go ahead and do that public service announcement that I was not thinking about. See, that's how you can tell I wasn't thinking about it. Big Brothers Big Sisters volunteers rediscover the kid in you. Being a big simply means sharing a little time with one great kid like someone once did for you. Match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister aged 7 to 14. To learn more, call 888-412-BIGS or visit online bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Okay, we have more radio obituaries to do. I know you're stunned, but we're going to do them. Next up is the radio obituary for David Shepherd, the American producer, director, and actor. He's primarily noted for his work in improvisational theater. Let's see, he was one of the co-founders of the Playwrights Theater Club in Chicago in 1953 and went on to found in 1955 the Compass Players, which was the forerunner of the Second City. Compass launched the careers of Mike Nichols, Elaine May, Jerry Stiller, Alan Alda, Alan Arkin, Barbara Harris, and Shelley Berman, to name just a few. He went on to create the Canadian Improv Games. He had a really, really interesting group of projects. David Shepherd just passed away at 94. So we're going to start off with a little something from Nichols and May. And then we might even, once I do a little math and make sure we've got some time, play a little something that features a lot of people who were in the Compass Players. Yes, that's what we shall do in this radio obituary for David Shepherd right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
What are you going to be drinking, Miss Lemus?
Just anything, I guess.
Should I order for you?
Oh, all right.
I probably like an Alexander. Ladies like them an awful lot. I noticed 9 times out of 10.
They're a little sweet.
How about you like? I'll just add, Morris. Bring us a couple of Rhine ginger ale, a Canadian Club. All right. Thank you. That's very careful job you did on that whole Mimeo deal, Miss Lemus. I wanted to commend you. I didn't want to do it in front of the other girls, you know, because once you start that stuff...
Oh, yes. Well, thank you very much.
It's just crystal clear. I didn't know that you could make that many copies and, have them all clear.
Ran them on the mimeograph, and they came off.
They're just remarkable, really.
Well, thank you.
Because, I know that old Mimeo. It doesn't always behave that way.
You have to keep inking it.
Yes.
And then it works well, though. But
your average girl isn't going to care, you see.
Sometimes. I know a lot of the times, when I'm in the office and some of the girls are working on the mimeograph and I see that it's getting low on ink, I'll go up to them and I'll say, it's getting low on ink.
Yeah,
and
sure.
They'll just keep doing it and it'll be very, very faint copies.
Yeah, well, a lot of them just don't give a damn,
Well, it's, you know, not so much they don't give it. I think that they're not so much lazy as they don't know how important it is, you know?
Yes.
Because it is important, I think.
Well, I mean, you know, if you get somebody like yourself who feels that we're all one family, which we are, then...
Yes. Well, you know, I think that that's just the wonderful thing about GAA and P, and that is that everybody is... I mean, you know, like, you're not just going to a job and working. I mean, everyone is just so nice to you,
Thank you, Myers.
Thank you.
Well, that's the way we like the girls to feel. Drink up, honey. Miss Lemus,
are you? Very good.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's a good rye. It's not nothing fancy, you know, but it's...
In the drink?
Yes.
Yes, well, it's not, it doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's there.
Yeah. Gee, you know, it's awful nice to sit here with you. I tell you, you know, my wife is up in the mountains. She goes every summer, she goes up to the mountains, and I just rattle around in the big apartment all by myself.
Oh, gee. If you close off some of the rooms sometime, if you can do that.
Just me and the hi-fi.
Well, it's very nice to have a hi-fi just for that reason. I mean, I just have a record player, but I know that sometimes when I'm alone at night, if I didn't have that record player, I'd really go out of my mind.
You like Andre Castellanets, Miss Lemus?
I really listen mostly to semi-classical music.
Yes, yes. Me too. I just got a whole Castellanos thing playing Footlight Favorites, a lot of the semi-class stuff.
I really love music. I mean, I don't understand it or anything, but I know what I like, and
I'd like to play it for you if you're interested. I don't know, you know, I could just hop up there and give it a whirl.
To your apartment?
Yeah, well, you could get to see my dog, and he's kind of a cute little fella. It's an awful nice record. I just thought, you know, if...
You mean tonight?
Yeah, it's right around the corner. I don't know, you know, if you wanted to just listen to the record for a second.
Well, what time is it?
Oh, it's just 9:15. You know, you can still catch a train. It was just an idea, you know. Why don't you come up for just a second? I'll play you the record. You're really going to like it, I know.
I have to catch the train.
Morris, that'll be our check, please. Thanks, fella.
I can only stay for just
sure.
1 second.
Right, we'll just hop up and play the record. Okay?
All right.
I gotta tell you something funny that happened with cigarettes. I don't think I'll tell you. I think I'll sit here and enjoy it all by myself. No, I'll tell you. You have moments in your past when you think about them, you go, "Oh, why did I do it? Why did I do it?" Yep, I have thousands of them. And one of them has to do with cigarettes. First of all, I have to tell you the whole thing about this. See, I happen to be a fan of Paul Henry. Now, those of you who know the man I'm talking about know why. He's a fine actor. A very gifted actor, tall and handsome and debonair, big, beautiful eyes, slight foreign accent. And when he'd come on the screen, the women would swoon. Fine actor. And in one movie, he created a gesture which has been since oft-imitated. When I describe it for you, you'll recognize it, but he made it up in this movie. And at the time I saw it, I was very impressionable. I was 20 years old, and everything impressed me when I was 20. When I was 20, I was everything but a Nazi. So, anyway. So in this movie, it's a close-up romantic scene, and it's now Voyager's the movie, and Bette Davis is the girl, see? And it's a close-up scene, misty, and he's looking at her, and she's looking back at him, and what a look was there. I'm telling you, their combined expressions were just plain dirty, that's all. And in that magnificent way he has of moving, suddenly he reaches into his pocket. He takes two cigarettes, puts them both in his lips, lights them both at once, takes one and hands it to her. It was gorgeous, Margaret. It was so effective, I just jumped right out of the seat. I said, "Wow, you know, this is masculinity, boy. I mean, with a bit like this, you can gas some poor broad right out of her mind, you know." So I couldn't wait to pull this stunt. You know, I was 20, it was the good old days. So one time, I took a girl to one of the... When I tell you what I did, you will not believe me. Oh, my God, how dumb. It was the most stupid thing I ever did, but it's true. I took a girl to one of these dimly lit restaurants. You know, you feel your way along the walls. You know, yeah. And she was sitting across from me, and I'm sitting facing her, and I'm giving her the Paul Henry look. I mean, I'm really giving her the look. And she's looking back at me like, come on, will you? But I'm looking, you know, I'm looking. Pretty soon I feel the time is right. This is it, you know, Fanksville. I reach into my pocket. I take two cigarettes. I put them in my lips. I light them both at once. And I forgot to hand her one. I sat there like an idiot smoking two cigarettes. Her eyes never left me all evening. And I never even knew I was doing it either. All I can recall was this enormous amount of smoke around me.
Now we have a radio obituary for Perry Robinson, the American jazz clarinetist and composer, son of the composer Earl Robinson. He came out of a U.S. military band in the early 60s. His first record was called Funk Dumpling, recorded by Savoy in 1962. Went on to have a long and illustrious career working with Dave Brubeck and many others. Perry Robinson just passed away at 80. 80, yes. And there's a lot of overlap with Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites with Perry Robinson. So let's start with one immediately. Let's not waste any time here. Go straight to the vinyl where Perry Robinson is credited on this particular tune for clarinet / vodka. Says a little something about a record. It's the radio obituary for Perry Robinson right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Second
Now we have the radio obituary for Bob Bryan, the humorist from the state of Maine. He and his friend, the late Marshall Dodge, recorded Bert and I stories on a lark as Christmas gifts for friends and family. But the demand for that down east humor grew outside of their circle of friends, and the pair released their first commercial album in 1958, Bert and I. Bob Bryan just passed away at 87. It's the radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bert and I come down to the dock about 6 o'clock in the early morning. Bert went into the boathouse to fetch the pots and the slickers, and I went out on the dock to stat up the Bluebird. I stepped into the cockpit to loosen her up with a few turns.
Saw, 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 saw.
You could hear it were cold, so I advanced the spark and gave it more choke and cranked her up in earnest.
Saw, 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 saw.
Well, I got it started. Bert, come out on the dock with the pots and the slickers. Throw 'em aboard, Bert. Bert threw 'em aboard. Cast off the bow, Bert. Bert cast off the bow. He cast off the stern, loosed the springer, hopped aboard, gave the dock a shove with the boat hook, and the Bluebird slithered out into harbor. We hit now number two, about on schedule, when I sniffed a cold breeze coming in off the ocean, laden with humdiddy. That were me sniffing. That were the breeze. It weren't long before old Greasy Frog Light started in a fumpin'.
Hoo-ho! Hoo-ho!
That were old Greasy Frog. Presently, we were locked in a dungeon of fog. I couldn't see Bert, and he couldn't see me. I told Bert to cut engine so's we could listen for the Bangor packet about due through at that time. Cut engine, Bert. Bert, cut engine. Give a blast of the horn, Bert. Give it another one, Bert. That were a good one. But it weren't good enough. For out of the fog, about 100 yards to port, come the Bangor packet, bearing down at a full 10 knots. The Bangor packet smucked the Bluebird about midships and drove on through her like green corn goes through the new maid. The water rose up to our necks before we decided to swim for it. I dove down about a fathom or so as to avoid the two whirring propellers of the Bangor packet as she went o'er top. I come up t'other side and cried out, "Bert! Bert, are you there?" There weren't no answer, so I thrashed about in the water till I hit upon a hard object about a foot or so beneath the surface. I grabbed a hold of it, pulled it up, and it were Bert, only he were full of water. I just held his nose above the waves as best I could, till by some stroke of luck we fetched on to a buoy. I clumb atop it, pulled Bert up beside me, emptied him, and we were near dried out by the time a fishing smack come along, picked us up, and brought us back into Kennebunkport, Maine. Now, if you're ever down east and want to go a-fishing, you have a standing invitation to ride on the Bluebird 2 with Bert and I.
See, now I think I was in denial about this next obit. Because it's for Drazen Jankovic, but I don't think I'm pronouncing that correctly, but that's what I'm going with. He was a Serbian musician, composer, writer, and actor. A member of a Sarajevo-based rock band that I'm not even going to go for. And he was also in the Belgrade-based band, the No Smoking Orchestra. Thank you very much. Drazen Jankovic just passed away somewhere around 52 or 53. Still got a radio obituary for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There was no more fun, no sex, no drugs, no rock and roll. All